I'm Michael King from Starship Valiant, and I play Captain Jackson K. Bishop, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Richard again, back at Starbase Studios for Comic Pop Library. We got Larry Fleming here with us, and Logan's kind of with us as well. He might chime in here a bit. Yeah. We are at a live studio, so we'll hear background noises. We're visiting outside again, so you'll hear some noises in the background for the outside atmosphere as well. But Larry, it was nice to see you, and we want you to first off just give the character that you're playing, if you would, for us.
Well, a pleasure to be here. I'm playing Science Officer Doral, and I get to basically tell the captain things are working good or not working good, and that's a fun part.
With the Science Officer gig, did Vance contact you, or did you see a post somewhere and you just said, hey, let's give this a shot, just have some fun?
Well, we got to be friends on Facebook. It's a good place to meet everybody. There's a lot of clubs out there and a lot of Star Trek fan places, so
that's true.
Just search around for them, you find them. And when this job came up, he asked me if I wanted to do it, and I said sure. I'm from Atlanta, and I flew here because I want to be part of this. This is great.
Okay. And this, of course, with Project Melbourne, this is a pure independent voluntary film with a Star Trek fan film, and with all the different things that have happened, and we'll get into that in other episodes. Vance gone into more detail, but with your views being here, you said you're a fan yourself, so when you first came in and saw the studio, is this your first time or have you been here before? And if it was, what was your reaction?
This is my first time here, and it's always amazing to see. I know what it takes to build a set, and it's amazing to see how much work that they did to put this together, and it's simply amazing. You have to come out here and see it if you're anywhere in the area. There's three major sets in the country. And this is, you know, this is one of the three that I would recommend seeing.
And I know the other one is up in New York.
Upstate New York, and then
sure
in South Georgia.
South Georgia, okay. Wasn't familiar with that one. And
that's
and
where STC's filming now.
Okay. I'm, like I said, I'm a fan, but I'm not a... I'm just... Last year was my dipping my toe into the fan films, because I'd never really said, well, let's go look at these and... So this is a new arena for me to get into, but is this the first fan film you've done? And I know we've talked around just visiting with other people. You've done some other things, but we want to get into that as well. But fan film-wise, just given of your time, do you do a lot of those too, just to have fun and keep your skill active?
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to find more heart in any film than you will a fan film. I do nothing but acting now. Commercial films, they get out there, it's a job. These guys are, you know, let's punch the clock, let's get this going. We're in there, everybody's laughing and having fun yesterday when we were filming, and we were doing some pretty heavy scenes. So that's the kind of stuff that I really like to do. I've been in a number of other fan films, Star Trek fan films.
Okay.
I'm part of the Farragut crew.
Okay.
I'm in two of theirs, The Crossing and Homecoming, which they're working on, get it released here soon. I'm also in Exeter Trek.
Okay.
Which we're waiting for that to get, it's in post now, so.
Okay.
We're fitting all these things in under the guideline.
New guideline. Oh, you are grandfathered in for that one? Okay, that's cool. Because I know they were talking about they were able to take the set of the bridge chair up to Topeka. And the only reason they got to do that because they were grandfathered in before the rules came down. So that CBS has changed the landscape tremendously with their guidelines, so hopefully it won't damage too much. With coming down, do you travel quite a bit when you're through here? Where are you from, actually? I don't know if we ever said that.
I mean, originally I'm from Southern California.
Okay.
I went to West Hollywood Elementary School, so I've been involved in filmmaking and acting for many years, sometimes at a distance. I've got more production credits than I do film credits because I couldn't get to my acting roles, but I could produce from any place.
Okay.
But when we moved to Atlanta, and with their current tax breaks, there is so much work going on there now, they can't get enough people right now. Okay. So don't go to Hollywood to look for jobs. Come to Atlanta.
What do you need?
Somebody to run, get me a 9-volt battery.
Oh!
We've got a runner going on for
soon?
This.
Like soon.
Logan.
I can go for it.
See, you can hear we are. We're
like the Dollar Tree
outside the set, and they need something, and we're going to send somebody there to get some get a battery for us.
I can go get one. Shouldn't be more than $10, should they?
You'll get one, but don't spill. You can get one for like $2 or something, but they're going to shoot it now. They don't want to wait. So.
Oh. Okay.
Never mind then.
I pulled up.
You probably can't buy one battery. You have to buy at least two to four or something, whatever.
Well, I'm pretty sure 9 volts is two, so that's very good.
Since you can edit all this out, we can do all this.
Oh, actually, I've been leaving some of this in for the ambiance. That's it. We are actually
on set.
This is what happened. So, yes, that was Scott Johnson, by the way, that wanted us to spend money, then decided not to. So, part of the action of a live set. So that's kind of fun for everybody to hear that too. I wanted to get that in here. We were talking about you were in Georgia now or somewhere.
I'm in Georgia, and I've recently moved into Atlanta because I needed a hub that I could work from. There's so much work going on, and it's based starting in Atlanta. Some of the jobs I do, I can walk to the set.
Okay.
When I was in,
that's nice.
I was in Captain America: Civil War, and part of it was filmed. Since it's
cool.
out now,
okay.
Filmed at our Civic Center. That's across the street from me. So that was really a tough one.
Right. Plus, getting that credit. Hey, I was in a Marvel movie, my God. Screw you guys.
Yep. And you see me in the new Spider-Man: Homecoming when it comes out.
Okay.
So,
cool. And I know you've been mentioning you've had some episodes with Walking Dead.
Walking Dead, and we do a show also. We got Walker Stalker Con coming up in Atlanta, and it's around the country.
Okay.
And we do a live action show there.
Is that the one that's in? That's not the one in Colorado, is it?
The Walker Stalker Con is around the country, and it's probably
varies.
There.
Okay.
We have ours in Atlanta, but they're traveling. Actually, I didn't want to be part of the traveling group, but our show that we do at the con is traveling around the country.
Okay, you might know we've talked to Mike Mundy, and he's been to some of the Walker Stalkers since he was one of the walkers. So I think he's scheduled to be in Colorado this October.
One of the fun things was we did our premiere for this last year in Atlanta, and we got to get some of the principal actors and the creator of The Walking Dead to come through our show, and we got to scare them. So that was fun. And I'm a zombie in that. So
that's cool. And it's one of those things where, even if you're a background character like we were here, until you've actually been through this, you don't realize how much work. Even if you're just in one's position, you're there sometimes for hours at a time. When you were growing up, thinking about all this glamorous lifestyle, did that enter your mind as well? Because that was a shock to me.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you watch a movie and you watch it for an hour or two or three, whatever that movie is. You don't realize that it took anywhere from 6 months to a year to film it, and then another 6 months to a year to edit it. Editing has gotten a lot easier because of the technology, but when they had to do it with film, you know, they had to literally cut the film. Well, now they can go in there with their computers and do all this. You can film an acceptable movie on your smartphone now. That's the technology we have today. So, on the independent scale, there's a lot of good production work going on.
And I think what they're actually using in here is basically just a, almost looks like a Canon camera.
Yeah, I mean, they made a version of their cameras that could do video, and that's the standard. But you're filming, they're filming 4K on those cameras, which is amazing, and you can do this at a reasonable budget nowadays.
Well, we've been mentioning this with this production, coming here, being a fan film, voluntary for a fan film, and other people going out, this is actually feels professional. And it's not just somebody going out into the backwoods saying, let's do a film out here. This one actually feels, it's a professional atmosphere. All the actors and you included with that, you're all being professional. You're having fun, like you said. Mm-hmm. But when it's time to go, we're there. You're ready to roll. So that's kind of neat to see.
Well, that's it. I mean, Ian McClellan, one of his interviews, Gandalf, Lord of the Rings, and that kind of role that he plays, he said it in an interview one time, acting is the easiest job in the world. Once you learn your lines, someone's going to tell you basically what to say, when to say, and how to say it. And so you just show up, and they tell you what to do. And if you don't do it right the first time, they'll change it. You know, just take direction and have fun. Cause, and you get to play people that you wouldn't normally be in real life, which is another fun part, and you're constantly playing somebody different.
True. And with the other aspect of it, you said you played a walker. You're going to get a little bit of makeup today. How is that? I mean, I got a little bit yesterday, but not on the facial area. But especially with the face, or if, I don't know if you've ever been,
I've had a little claustrophobic. I've had, sometimes it does, especially when you're in there all day. Having the full face on, and if they do something with your teeth, I've had to eat my meals out of a straw because you can't get anything food in there.
Go to the, what is it, the Slurpees or?
Well, the Slurpees or the protein drinks or whatever, yeah. And okay. So that can be trying. They compensate that with pay sometimes, which makes it a little bit more tolerable.
That helps?
Yes.
That helps. It's not like you're sweating to death like we are here. Is that a surprise for you? Have you been in other environments like this?
It is always interesting. I can't tell you exactly what we filmed on Spider-Man, but when we were outside, when we were not filming, Tom Holland, who plays Spider-Man, they give mm-hmm. him this vest to put on, which had all kinds of hoses coming out of it, going into an air conditioning unit. He was being water cooled.
Oh, God.
You know,
okay.
Because it was that hot outside.
Wow.
So not all of us got that. But they take care of their stars.
Yes, definitely. They pay enough for them. Don't want them to break.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this being here, would you have expected to see this in Oklahoma City, of all places?
No, and, you know, you try to find some place to put all this stuff and keep it. You're not using it 24/7. You've got to have a warehouse environment for it. And to find one that you can get that you can afford, that's an amazing thing. our one up in upstate New York now, because of the new guidelines, they're actually turning that into a tour.
Okay.
And they're gonna be running tours that you can check on.
Is that the one they've been advertising in the old store, or is that a different one?
It's the only one that I know, the only full set that I know that they're doing tours on now.
Okay.
So
they're same one then.
They're doing that. It's a little bit of a haul to get up to upstate New York, but it's well worth it to see it.
So if you're ever there, and there are different times here at Oklahoma City, they have open houses. So if you go to the starbasestudios.net, I believe is what it is. I'll put it in notes if I get it wrong. They have their open houses you can come see. Vance does his Promenadicon. Do you plan on coming back out in October if they have to do anything? Or is this pretty much... Hopefully this is it until the next time around.
I will be back the next time around. Unfortunately, I've got other commitments. I just happened to... This was fortunate that I booked this a long time ago. So I didn't take work for this time, but I've already booked the time for Promenadicon, so I'm not going to make it, but okay. I would love to come back. It's just
that you'll be here to whenever they need you on set to do your part, and then from there you'll just see what happens.
I've got a steady job here.
Even though it doesn't pay very much, though, that's the hard part.
Well, not all pay is monetary.
You're doing it for fun, and that's one of the things when we.
When you get to see this episode and see what I get to do, you can see why I like to do this.
Well, just the experience of coming in and seeing the sets alone. I mean, we were, I think it was two summers, or no, it was just last summer. And I don't know where I saw the advertisement for this, but and then I just contacted them through the email and said, hey, if we're going to be through, we're with this podcast, do you mind stopping in, visiting with you, and looking at everything? Just taking a chance. And they said, one of us could make it, and mm-hmm. they were nice enough to open up for us and visit with them and see it. I think Michael King was here, Scott Johnson. I think those were the only two here. There might have been somebody else, but I remember those two specifically because we interviewed them. So they really opened it up. They don't advertise it, I don't think, near enough, but I think that's just
they
part of it. I don't know if they want to either, because sometimes now, especially with the guidelines, I don't know if they really can as much, but... It's really
Well, the thing is, when you come out and see these, if you don't look up, because no set has a ceiling, you have to have a place to hang lights and that, you think you're walking around the Enterprise or whatever starship you want to have to make it. It is an amazing thing to do. And I've been on larger sets where you can wander the hallways, going, you know, we've got a sick bay here, we've got a transporter, we've got the bridge, obviously.
Right.
So we got a lot of it here. It is so amazing. And being a lifelong Star Trek fan, growing up with the original series, it's just thrilling to be able to walk around and pretend like you're still there.
And that's one of the things here. It's like, I'm not an uber fan of too much of anything. I'm just a fan enough to know and have fun and enjoy. Even with my Star Wars fandom, I'm not an uber fan in that either. But it's just enough that when you come here and see it, you're just like, your mouth hangs open the very first time. And it's just, you know, we came down here because we met Vance and we wanted to help him out and do this. And that's our pay, is meeting new people and making new friends. And that's the joy, I think, that a lot of people don't see with the fan films, if they're done correctly. I mean, I think every fan film will do that, but you don't see, like, sometimes you hear about the arguments and stuff. That hasn't happened here. The two times we've been here watching a film, it's been friendly, joking. If there has been some tense moments, it's gone pretty fast and over. So it's really nice and professional, and it's really been enjoyable.
Well, you can tell. I've been on many sets, and you can tell when a crew has worked together before. They're polished. They know what to do. They know what the other person is expecting from them. The fights happen when you put, you know, it's like bringing an all-star team together. You know, these are all professionals, but they've never played together as a team, and it's funny watching them sometimes.
Okay.
You know, I thought you had it, you know.
I can get that reference. Well, we've been talking for a little bit. They're still filming inside right now. You just heard the bell. We're going to let you get back and relax some as well. But before we let you go, we give everybody an opportunity to mention any websites, any productions you're associated with that you want to shout out for, and then we can wrap it up real fast.
Well, I mean, obviously this group here you want to look for. This is the Melbourne group here filming here. This studio is open for any group to come in and rent the space out. I'm also part of the Farragut group, Farragut Films. We've got a couple of films just recently, one earlier that we filmed this year. We got our last full feature in before the guidelines.
Okay.
So that's, you know, going to be great for you to see. Extra Trek, I'm wearing the T-shirt today for that. So I'm also work with the Potemkin Group in Georgia. So there's lots of people that are doing these fan films. We all love it.
Any productions you're working on you want to mention yourself, or a page? Do you have a page that they can follow you on?
You can find me on IMDb. I'm Larry Fleming. I'm the first one on the list on IMDb, and that shows basically what I do.
Okay. Well, Larry, we appreciate you taking the time. We want you to go back and relax, but we try to have fun and have fun. But we appreciate you doing this. We appreciate you coming down and helping out with Melbourne. And hopefully, if we ever get back down here, we can meet up again and have fun again.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good one, Larry.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.